We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Just last week, Payne Haas was the most rivalled figure in rugby league. The star prop was sensationally booed by his own Broncos fans after he dropped a bombshell on the club asking for a release. He is also one of the most polarising players in the code, embroiled in off-field incidents, racking up $70,000 in fines and 7 games in suspensions from the NRL. But amid the rap sheet lies the devastation of a tragedy. This Wednesday night, Haas will run onto Sydney's Accor Stadium in State of Origin 1 to honour the memory of his disabled brother Chase, an ardent Blues fan who died unexpectedly in August 2020. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app from the App Store. The farcical state of the New South Wales rural health system has been exposed by a bush town where women are told to schedule a midweek cesarean birth because of the risk there will be no doctors at its public hospital on weekends. Gunnedah Hospital is slated for a $53 million upgrade but has no permanent doctors and relies on fly-in locums. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Mystery surrounds the details behind an AVO taken out against longtime fashion designer Wayne Cooper, with the father of two claiming to be in complete shock and extremely distressed regarding charges made against him. News broke this week that Cooper had been arrested at his Myokum home last month after police received reports of historic domestic-related violence against his wife, former model Sarah Marsh. However, the arrest and AVO came as a complete shock to Cooper, who had been furniture shopping with his wife only days earlier. And just weeks after completing an intensive 30-day stint in a rehab facility, Jodie Gordon has opened up for the first time on the depression and addiction that led to her admission. The 37-year-old soap star revealed her long battle with the bottle in an exclusive interview with Stella, which she says escalated due to the stress and exhaustion of filming Neighbours from 2016 to 2020. Gordon says she feels like she has been given a second shot at life after leaving rehab, and hopes her story will empower others to seek help. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at thedailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.